This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States has shifted its diplomatic operations from Afghanistan to Qatar now that the U.S. has ended its military presence in Afghanistan. He said a small number of U.S. citizens, less than 200, likely closer to 100, remain in Afghanistan. He said the U.S. will keep up relentless efforts to help Americans, Afghans, and others leave the country if they choose to. Earlier, a senior Taliban official told VOA that the last U.S. military flights left the international airport in Kabul just after midnight local time. Both the White House and the Pentagon have described the conditions on the ground during the final hours of the U.S.-led military-led evacuation as both fluid and dangerous, highlighted by an overnight rocket attack on the Kabul airport that was claimed by Islamic State. Defense officials said the attackers fired as many as five rockets at the airport. Three of them missed the airfield entirely. A fourth landed at the airport without causing any significant damage. A fifth was taken out by U.S. defense systems at the airport, according to officials. In the meantime, the U.S. is also coming under increased criticism for some of its security efforts, including a drone strike Sunday in Kabul. U.S. military officials say the strike killed Islamic State operatives who were loading explosives into a vehicle with the intent of carrying out an attack. But media reports, including one by the New York Times, said the strike or secondary explosions killed as many as nine civilians, among them children. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby on Monday stood by the initial assessment of an imminent threat, but added the military is, quote, not in a position to dispute accounts that bystanders, including children, were killed.